Yes, it is. It's a very exciting relationship, not just for between the two countries and the cities, but obviously for us as a company, because we've had such a strong relationship with Japan for over 20 years with Shinkansen or JR. So it's very exciting.
And how long was this rosé in the planning?
It's been in the planning for, I'd say, quite a few months. It came to fruition, especially beginning of the year, when we started receiving in the fruit, and the fruit was of such high quality. That we felt that we could do something a little bit unique and a little bit special with it.
Okay, and so where have the grapes come from?
Half of it comes from Orange, which is above 650 metres altitude, and the other half comes from Central Ranges.
How does it compare to your other rosés?
This rosé, we're going towards a more traditional style of French, which is very, very pale, very fruit-forward, very soft, elegant, easy to drink, and quite a beautiful wine.
And there is something particularly unique about this wine. It has silver flakes in it.
Yeah, the silver flakes is a little bit special. It's something that we don't do quite do often, and we do it, I would say, on order. But for this event, we've done it as a remark, as a mark of individuality and acceptance and difference between the other rosés and this particular relationship.
Is it meant to kind of represent the, you know, the landscape, the nature in Japan with the cherry blossom trees, perhaps? Because you do have that on the label.
The label definitely comes from the Japan, and the blossoms is definitely that point. The silver flake just helps bring out the blossom. And with the silver flake and the label being quite on the white and bright side, it does actually complement each other quite well. And I think that silver is quite a good milestone.
Okay, and so people don't have an issue with drinking, you know, these silver flakes? I know they're edible as such, but...
It is a completely safe product to consume. And you won't even notice it. It doesn't feel like you're chewing on something, or you won't even notice the silver flake being in your mouth when it's in there. And so there's no real consumer. It might be a bit weird at first because you are drinking something that's floating in the wine. But if you don't like it, it will settle out quite quick.
Okay. And so you actually made this wine?
Yes, I did.
And how long did it take?
The wine itself, we had it in two portions. So the first portion was Cabernet, which is from Orange. The second portion was from Central Ranges, and it has Sangiovese. And the Sangiovese portion brings a lot of fruit forward to it. And it was basically, as it came into the winery, we pressed it out virtually straight away. So no skin contact, hence the very pale colour. And then from there, we fermented in stainless steel and started to prepare the wine for bottling.
Okay, and you've made quite a few cases of it?
We've made about 120 cases with silver flake.